Blog Talk Radio.
You can click custom and then say, I'm running the sports show.
Which is.
Oh, you're bringing the brothers up.
Which is simple.
You gotta go over and support your brothers like they did last night.
Which is.
Explain to everyone what's going on.
Oh, well, I think you should, because if you.
No, explain to everyone what we're talking about.
It's more your thing than my thing.
We're hosting a district little league game, right? So the Twins, 10 years old, they have a game. This is for the tournament that everyone watches on ESPN. And they
not this age, but.
Right. With Tommy is that age.
Yes.
Big fat L last
he
night.
Did. A rough game. But you're going to go 3-0 for the rest of the pool play. At least you're going to win. You're playing Conchie. Is he going to 10 runs?
I hope so. It'll be great, man. I'd love to go home early on Monday.
Yes. Probably so. It's going to be a tough fight with the other two, but I think you could beat him.
You never know. Bats get hot. A kid goes 2 for 3 with 2 ding-dongs. You get, another kid goes 3 for 3 with a triple, single, and double. You know.
As Conchie played yet to see, to reference what they did.
Well, you know what? How about a segment where we look up the scores from last night's games in District 22?
You already did that, didn't you? Really?
Nope.
I thought you
were. Conlin from Flower Town texted me. Did not sound like they had a good night in Upper Moreland. 4 kids hit home runs, and 3 of them apparently were just.
Solely shots. Right?
Pop flies.
Ready?
He wants to know what time the party is what he's saying.
3 to 5:30. 3 it starts. Did they? No. Let's look at the. Tommy's saying Orland is. PA. Is it? You told me it's PADIST.
There it is, PADIST22.org. All right, here we go. Let's make sure there's no callers in the queue.
No.
There are not. And here are our results. All right, where do you go for this? Game results?
Yes. Click the desired age.
All right. Little League Baseball, full A. Upper Moreland 9, Flower Town, Erdenheim 4. Oh my God. Lower Gwinnett 28, Cheltenham 2. Hapro 14, Bridgeport 4. So we have all expected teams won there. There's no upsets right there.
Not yet.
Now, Pool B.
Do you care about Pool B?
Gwinnett 12, White Marsh 6. Pool B is all everything. Horsham 9, Orland 3. Wow, 9. Well, you know what this means now.
We're
actually in Orland, and we're in the
playoffs.
We're in the playoffs. So,
you hear that?
Yeah. It's very simple. Very simple. We win 2 games. If you beat Orland, which is a winnable game. Let's do it, man.
Yeah.
Come back for the 3 times they beat us in 22-10-year-old. And here we go to a caller, and then we'll get back to some recaps.
Yes, Kalpa, I'm sure you have a lot to say on the goings-on of the basketball and others. What do you have?
So, you know, the draft, so you guys got your man, huh?
We did. We got a man to build around. We got it. And we also got a gigantic team.
It's good to hear. They're excited in Philadelphia, I suppose.
Yes, they're happy. They are very happy. They would have liked to see some trades get done. They're a little sour that we did not get rid of one of our big men. But
They'll probably do that later. You know how it is, Jamie.
They'll do it later, probably. But they'll take what they can get, and they're just excited to have the guy now.
Yeah. Before, you want to come there, but I think he kind of dialed back his behavior and be lucky he got drafted. So a lot of guys wanted to hear their name be called. But your Phillies came in and beat up on the Twins.
No, you beat up on us for two games, solid. And other game we got lucky, though.
Okay. Well, I didn't watch much of it. We were up here in northern Minnesota, in Thief River Falls, and there was a big party of elderly people on the bus, and I think you guys beat us to getaway game 7-3, didn't you, on Thursday?
Yeah, 7-3 on Thursday. We have to take anyone we could get, since now we are 13 games under the 500 mark.
You guys are falling there pretty small there, but it is what it is.
We are falling fast, and there is no stopping it, I don't think.
Yeah, that's too bad. So the Twins still suck. Anything going on in the NHL draft last night? Did you get that happened last night, didn't it?
Yes, NHL draft was last night. It ends today, 2-7 today, and Matthews gets number one as expected.
And who'd your Flyboys get?
I don't know. I think they got a Ford is what I saw, but I'm not totally sure. I don't get
over excited for the draft NHL. I look for free agents unless you get like a Taze or, you know, or somebody really good that can start right away. But after a while, it's mainly
some of the kids from last year, like Eichel and McDavid.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, how's the, you know, like us? You also did see the NHL get a Las Vegas expansion.
Yeah, get a Las Vegas team.
I think that's a good. I mean, I think they should. I don't know. I'd call them the. I wouldn't call them Black. I like the Black Knights. I do like it. I'd call them the Nevada Black Knights.
I feel like we have too many colors and then something in the NHL.
True.
We got blue jackets, blues.
Yeah.
Black.
I agree. I think it's going to be, you know, if the Blackhawks are in town, I'm going to go out. That's your excuse, go to Vegas. But I think they should have as many games as they can on the weekend. People can come out there and they can lose all their money and blow the ball. I mean, I go yearly
to
Vegas for going their
weekend. I'm sure they'll try to do a favorable schedule for that. Thank you, Kevin.
They should. All right, be good. Thank
you. Be good.
What are you doing, man?
It's only 5 minutes.
What? Don't be booty. Somebody on the
whole. I didn't mean to boot him, but.
You cut him off
mid-sentence. At least another person will call. We'll get one more. You want to go through some more results anyway.
I went through them all.
You're calling some people. You're calling people on the phone.
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
I have a Twitter alert or something. I just wanted to see what was going on.
And then does get a Las Vegas team, by the way. So, what do you think the name is should be?
What do you mean they got a team?
They're getting a 31st team in Las Vegas in hockey in 17-18.
How about Gamblers?
That's too obvious.
It's good, though.
It's obvious.
It's good.
Is it, you think?
Rollers?
Rollers, that's a little better.
Rollers.
River Boat? No.
Wow. It's the middle of the
Riverboat Gambler. That's what a riverboat is.
The riverboat's like, you know, Cincinnati has one right outside the right like by the arch and stuff. They have these big riverboats.
They're
cool.
Yes.
No, I said by the arch. I meant St. Louis by the arch, but Cincinnati has them too, right?
Do you go to St. Louis in your whatever you did?
Yeah, we
tour of games.
Yeah, and I went up in the arch.
Are you going to do West Coast tour? We have to do it this.
That's
this
expensive and time consuming.
Listen,
my
DraftKings winning will carry us through that.
Are you winning anything?
Yes.
What did you win?
I'm actually winning like a couple of weeks in the CFL right now. We got it.
I'll be map.
What do you want a map of the MLB?
I want to see, like, there we go. This is a good map. Warmer stadiums. See, you don't have a ton out there. That's my whole point.
Yeah, you do. San Francisco.
You got
LA. LA. San Francisco.
Yeah.
LA.
Three.
Angels.
Four.
Oakland.
Five.
Texas.
Not even close.
Sealight. Seattle, you could do that.
Still not close. You got the five California teams, and that's it. And like that's the problem with this. That's why when we did the 16 and 16, that you could see that grouping.
Well, it works. But you could do like two games and be a 10-day thing. That would really kind of work, I think. Watch two games at every place.
Yeah, you could do that, but it's just not it's the novelty of what I did. The 16 different ballparks.
I tell you what I think we should do. We should do a minor league one because there's tons of minor league parks in there.
Yeah, there's a million.
That costs a lot less and be a lot more to do.
I mean, there we go. So. You got Arizona, it's close. You could do that.
Yes.
So there's six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right there. And then the Rockies are in the middle of nowhere. Seattle's off super top corner, nowhere near anything. Texas and Houston are near each other, but they're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the country.
Yeah, but there's like...
You do see, though, I stretched out far. To Kansas City. They're on the left side of Missouri. They're all the way in the west side of Missouri.
I think it's time to go to... Not that I want to do it, because there's more stadiums. Eventually, we'll do it, because...
It's funny. Beantown is actually more north than Toronto, Canada, believe it or not.
Yes, because it's south Toronto.
Yeah, like... Don, do you want to see this before I get the...
Name the ones you did. On this map.
In order?
Yeah.
No, I can't do an order, but here we go. Now with Washington, I could get another one in.
See, we could do that.
Before, when we went, they were in Montreal, but Montreal was too far.
Right.
So I didn't do that.
Right.
All right. I did. I mean, it's great. It's this whole grouping here, which is the best, obviously, ever. I did Boston Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Phillies, Orioles, Pirates, Cleveland Indians, Detroit Tigers, Toronto Blue Jays, Cincinnati Reds, St. Louis Cardinals, Kansas City Royals, Minnesota Twins, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, Milwaukee Brewers.
You know, I say I...
16. Now you could do 17, though. You could do 17 in the same tour that I took. Here's the Washington's. Right.
I say I want to do this, and I make a big deal out of it too. But I don't. There's no way I could have the stamina for it, and the one to just for baseball that have to keep moving and.
Being that you can't even ride 15 minutes to a party, stop freaking me out. I don't know how you would go anywhere like this, right?
You think so? I think I could do it, but once I got there, sitting in a hotel. I couldn't do that. That's the part I couldn't do.
There was hardly any sitting in hotels.
Well,
so much transit.
There'll be a lot more now.
It was so much transit. We only actually stayed in like 3 hotel rooms, maybe. It was pretty much, or 4 or something. I don't know. We were either driving through the night, or we got up. You know, I got up to north and stayed with my dad.
Right.
But that was only like one night because we had to keep the tour going. No, that's not true. We ended. The very last game was the Red Sox, so we were able to stay with my dad.
Yeah, so you didn't have to go anywhere by that.
Exactly. And that was smart the way I did that. And it started in Philly, so it was smart.
Do you remember anything about, like, the actual games? Did anything of note happen or anything? I don't care that he recognized you 3 times, did he?
The actual games, no. They were insignificant.
They were nothing? Nothing happened?
It actually turned out to be the year there was no World Series. If I'm not mistaken, that may have been the only year that we never had a World Series.
Right.
That has to be the year that I went on this tour.
That's kind of an unlucky thing for you.
Yeah, I mean, at least I got them all in. I got them all in before the All-Star game.
Right.
And then
they was done.
But did it stop at the All-Star
game? No, they played the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And then they ceased operation.
Yeah, they didn't play one more game.
Right? No, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean,
let's read up 1994 MLB season. See what? I know there's no World Series. Atlanta would have won that, too. So they kind of got robbed, of course, as you know.
What do you want to know about what happened that year?
Just Google it and see what Wikipedia says about it.
Top thing. It ended on August 11th, 1994.
Yes. Oh, that's right, yeah. I knew that.
It was the first season played under the current 3-division format in each league. Oh! Don't recall that. It was also the first with an opening night game involving 2 National League teams, which did not become permanent until 1996. I don't even know what that means.
That's like the Dodgers and the Padres playing on Sunday night and everyone else plays on Monday, or the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Why does that do that? Is that what they do every year? That has to be national?
I guess, yeah.
As a result of a player strike, the MLB season ended prematurely on August 11th. No postseason, including the World Series, is played. Minor League Baseball does not expect that over 260 players were scheduled to exceed $1 million in compensation in 1994. They actually did give out honors, though. Most Valuable Player, Frank Thomas and Jeff Bagwell, Cy Young, David Cohen, Greg Maddux, Rookie of the Year, Bob Hamilton for the Royals, Raul Mondesi for the Dodgers, Manager of the Year, Buck Showalter, Yankees, Felipe, Lou, the Expos. Statistical leaders, Tony Gwynn led at a .394 average. Incredible.
Yeah.
That might be the highest one in the modern era of that year. Let's see what happened to homers. Homers, Griffey at 40, and Matt Williams 43, and a strike shortened season. That's when everyone was cranking them in. Kirby Puckett, 112 ribbies. Bagwell and Ken Hill, Montreal, 116 ribbies. Jimmy Key won 17 games. Greg Maddux, that's where Ken Hill and Greg Maddux each had 16. Greg Maddux had a 1.56 ERA. Holy moly.
Yes.
That was a master. Randy Johnson, 204 strikeouts. All these names are super familiar to me. Lee Smith,
of course.
American League Chase, 33. John Franco, the Mets, 30 for the National League. This is funny. The Phillies actually had the best record at the time.
Yes.
So they got to the World Series, then they had the best record in baseball through June, and then they.
Yeah, but Atlanta would have won that World Series if there was one.
The Expos are 6 games up on them.
Well,
this was before wild card. They wouldn't even have made the playoffs.
What?
Wait a minute, is that possible?
No.
They had to have a wild card, I guess, right?
They did a wild card.
They could have made it as a wild card, then you're right.
Yeah.
They would loaded that success division right there. Go there.
Air Village. Who cares? I can't believe we made it 10-20 on nothing. I say we made it to 10-20 doing nothing.
Well, you're striking a nerve here with one of my...
I knew I would, because you don't have many talking points, so you got to just hit the ones you have.
My sports
you see that? I am winning CFL. That's what I'm talking about for $3.
What's CFL?
Canadian football.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They play, they're in season right now?
Yeah.
Why?
They just started their first week. They go from like June to November.
Because it gets too freezing up there?
Yeah.
That's why. The weather's different in Canada.
Right.
So what happened? How does the fall off the radar anymore?
Because he does things. He'll be back at some point, Clark. Don't worry. If you get your people on, then they'll definitely be back. Like Fransky or Tom.
I wrote, and so it was written. We all witnessed King James put his squad on his back and end the Warriors' magic.
Oh, God.
Simmons, Phil Suck. Slow summer sports months have now arrived. Let's talk anything. Let's go.
Well, yes. Well, let's finish on this baseball since you seem to love talking about it.
Wikipedia, man, they put some extensive stuff in there. These people sit there and take all this time to do this. January 12th, Steve Croft and his life with baseball fame. That's pretty good. I could have gone and seen him, but I went and saw Schmitty.
Yeah, 3 years later.
3 years after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if I could have... So he got inducted. If he got voted in January 12th, then in August he would have been in, right?
In July, yes. July he's in.
That would have been interesting to pony in the next time, do the tour, and then around the Hall of Fame. Oh, my God. If I could do that, you can do 17 games.
And get it all up.
18 different events in 18 days. See, that was what... No one does it at the pace that I did it on.
Yeah, people do it. They stay for like 2 days.
Exactly. They don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually thinking that it would be interesting to go on like Letterman and tell the story back when it was... Like when we were in New York and then give them all stats. We kept stats of how many pieces of gum we ate, how many hot dogs we ate, how many drinks we had, how many mugs.
I think Letterman, because he was just going to CBS. He had no time for tomfoolery like that.
I should get out the books and show you guys. I think you'd love it. The pictures and all the stats.
I've seen some of the pictures. The... Who is it?
I have no idea.
Oh, who is it? Is it...
Followings are baseball movies released in 1994. Baseball movies are released in 1994.
Yeah, it's Little Big League.
Major League 2, Little Big League, Angels in the Outfield, baseball film by Ken Burns, a TV documentary.
Baseball, yeah.
VHS tape collection.
You have that baseball?
The Scout? No, I didn't. And Cobb. That's amazing.
This is all good ones. It's a college. What else do we have? Baseball death, really.
Anyone know? Nope. That's about it there.
But that's a lot of stuff. We're done.
Let's just recap now. The best that America needs to do is burn this stupid tournament. Who can win it?
Argentina. They're going to win it against Samoa.
Anyone I've ever heard of on that team? Is Messi on that team?
Messi is on it.
He is?
Yeah.
Not why they're
going to
win, just because they have Messi?
Yeah, he's going to play Ronaldo at...
What?
At the finals of it.
Is it considered the best in the whole world?
Him and Ronaldo are the
one
and two.
They get paid some big time bucks?
Yes.
Their endorsements alone are probably nuts, right?
Yes, they get a lot of FaceTime.
You hear anything about this Obama call?
Yes, I watch it. It's great. No, it's great. He said, tell J.R. and Trumpet to put on a shirt. I guess when you're in shape like that, you could do that. But come on, man.
He said that?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
And he said, S. Tyler, do you still play? I love Tyler. He's like you. He's just like you would be if you won the championship. He crying the eyes out with the big towel on the bench.
J.R. Smith is crying his eyes out, man. The press conference, he couldn't even breathe. What's going on my audience?
They got a lot of cries on that team, but that's good.
What?
Yeah, Jehovah's at the door.
Explain what mom had.
No, Christy is talking that Saturday is a favorite day of the Jehovah's here on it. No one listens.
It's not Christy, it's your mother.
Who it? We're doing the many named person is cut.
Oh, of course he did. I should have brought the confetti cannons to give these guys. Next home game of them, I'm giving them confetti cannons. And for Mr. Rocks, that's what I'm going to do. I got to give him a little back.
The Rocks haven't even started their district play yet.
When does he start it? Should I look that up?
Yeah, because they start really late. The 11th are late. All right,
here we go. What? All right, schedule.
Text.
Six games.
We're
never gonna win until together. But I don't see
this winning. All right, here we go.
What age is
11?
That's it. Oh, that's right. We had the worst start.
Yeah, they start.
We're playing. I don't know, Cheltenham right now. That's pretty good.
What?
What a great start. We're winning 5-0.
What's happening?
Waymarsh versus Upper Moreland. Wait a minute. Saturday, 10 a.m. 10-11. Oh, that's that.
Yeah, they're playing Cheltenham, but.
Wait a minute. When?
Right now.
At Miles Park.
Oh,
no, that's July 2nd. God, they don't play forever. July 2nd.
That's on next Saturday.
All right, sign off.
Bye. I'm going to look at the 11th.